The University of Melbourne says it's one step closer to bringing the extinct Tasmanian tiger back to life after they announced that they would use a $5 million donation to build a world-class research lab for de-extinction and marsupial conservation science. Tasmanian tiger was once widespread across Australia, though there's not been one found alive since 1936. Professor Andrew Pask is the leader of this new research lab, and Andrew Herlinger asked Professor Pask why the University of Melbourne had received this donation.
Yeah, I mean, we're so grateful for this enormous support that we've been given. But I think, you know, we are really quite terrible in Australia with our history with extinctions. We have the highest rate of mammal extinctions of any country. And unfortunately, you know, this is our really incredible, unique marsupials. I mean, they're something that are iconic to Australia. They define our native fauna or native animals. And the Tasmanian tiger in particular, I think, is really this sort of, you know, icon of extinction of this incredibly unique marsupial that unfortunately we completely hunted to extinction. And so our donor was really passionate about marsupial conservation and really developing this technology to bring these species back that we so tragically lost.
Well, what brought you to this endeavour of bringing back the Tasmanian tiger?
I've always been fascinated by the Tasmanian tiger. I am a marsupial biologist and also a reproductive biologist. So I work on ways that you can breed animals, reproduce animals, do cloning, things like that. And this is a really great marriage of both of those topics, because that's exactly what we need, is to understand more about the species that we've lost, so to understand more about the Tasmanian tiger, and then to use these, you know, new developments we have in reproductive technology as well to then, you know, think about how we can turn that knowledge into an actual living animal.
Why is the Tasmanian tiger in particular one of the best candidates for de-extinction? Because, as you've said, there are a lot of animals that have become extinct in Australia.
Yeah, there is a lot of them, but the Tassie tiger in particular was our only apex predator. So that's those animals that sit right at the top of the food chain and eat all the other animals that sit beneath it, basically. And if you think about marsupials, we don't have any other examples of them. And if you compare that to other mammals, there are tons of them, right? We have wolves, killer whales, dolphins, bears, tigers, lions, you can think of so many examples of these apex predators. And then in marsupials, we don't have any at all. The thylacine was it. And so when you lose those animals from the top of the food chain, it really destabilizes all of the animals that sit beneath it in that ecosystem. And a great example of that is the Tasmanian devil facial tumour virus. So they all got this terrible tumour that nearly wiped out the Tassie devil. It would have been yet another mammalian extinction chalked up for Australia. But when you have the Tasmanian tiger there, or the thylacine, this apex predator, they eat those weak and sick animals and remove them from the population. So it prevents diseases like that spreading so quickly. So they're really incredibly important in that regard. And thankfully, Tasmania has remained largely unchanged since they went extinct, or certainly those areas of wilderness where they lived. So there's a place that you could put them right back in where they were lost from.
There are 9 steps to bringing the tiger back, and so far you've completed 2 of these steps. How long do you think it will take to complete the rest of them?
I would really hope that in the decade of funding that we've got now to really work on this, we would be at the stage where we have a living thylacine cell, and then we're looking at then, you know, making it into a full living animal. So that's where we're sort of aiming to be at within 10 years. But this technology is evolving so quickly at the moment that, you know, 10 years ago, this project would have been unthinkable. Now it's definitely, you know, no longer science fiction. It's definitely something that we can actually do. So maybe in another 5 years, the technology will be in such a place that we can actually, you know, start that process a lot sooner.
And so if the Tasmanian tiger was to come back, what should we expect? You know, are we expecting large number of tigers running around in Tasmania, or just like a few that are protected in the zoo or wildlife places where they are safe?
You know, for me, I would love to see them back in the wild, back in that ecosystem, because that's where they're truly valuable. So that's what we're always working towards as our ultimate goal, would be that reintroduction of not just one, but like a whole healthy population of Tasmanian tigers back into Tasmania. And those apex predators, you never really have very many of them around. They're always existing in fairly low numbers. So they wouldn't be, you know, like things you would see on a daily basis, but they would be out there in the bush and occupying that really important spot in the food chain.
I guess also we don't really know what Tasmanian tigers are like. If they were to come back, what exactly sort of behavioural traits do they have? Because I don't think many people know, given that they have been extinct for such a long time.
Yeah, it's really sad. There's so little descriptions of them, you know, that were made before they were hunted to extinction. So there's little bits of, you know, sort of anecdotal stories here and there about them, but we don't know an awful lot about them, like, you know, whether they hunted in packs like wolves do, whether they were solitary animals, did they have a den? Like, there's just all these basic things about them that we just don't know. But when you can bring that animal back, I mean, we'll be able to see it firsthand, I would hope.
Just one final question. In terms of your research, where does this compare to, like, the rest of the world? Is this really rare research, or is there other projects in the world that you're looking at and taking inspiration from?
Yeah, there's a huge team in the US that are working on de-extincting the mammoth, and we actually watch them very closely and work with them closely to try and learn as much from them as possible about the technologies and, you know, what the best methods are to apply to bringing animals back.
Professor Andrew Pask from the University of Melbourne School of Biosciences speaking there with Andrew Hellinger.